Apologies. Sorry. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to be very brief. I do think that this section really goes to the heart of our discussions, but I'm a bit concerned that sometimes we are maybe the victims of our own ambitions that have been too high. I think we should not forget the tremendous success that the relatively young convention has achieved in 10 years. I think 108 state parties is remarkable, and we will continue to work on that. So my first point would be to avoid any unnecessary negative language when assessing the progress of universalization, while still being ambitious, of course. Second, I would like to also support the proposal made on the informal working group, and I really thank those states for working in such efforts. Third, I think what we are maybe missing a bit in this part is a reference to the humanitarian ambition, namely to end the suffering caused by cluster munitions, which in itself should be incentive also to states not party to join the convention. So if there is room for a reference to the humanitarian ambition, we would be grateful. And then I do recognize there was a bit of discussion on the compliance issue. I think my delegation would be flexible where this will be reflected. But I would also like to recall that in Article 21, there is also an obligation for states parties to work on universalization and to engage states not parties towards their ratification. So I think if this could be mentioned here, it could maybe do the trick to not go into the compliance issue per se, but recalling also or encouraging states to report on their efforts towards this end of Article 21, paragraph 1 and 2. And lastly, on the issue about raising concerns about alleged use, my delegation would also be in the position to do away with the qualifier that is in conformity with Article 21. But I understand that this also has been a long debate in the convention, so we are also ready to go along if necessary. Thank you.